investors.
Yeah.
Senior said, you know, we're not in the lottery. We've earned everything we get. We're going to fight this thing to the bitter end.
Mm-hmm.
Junior wanted to sob and get on
mm-hmm.
with the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so apparently, I've forgotten the specifics, frankly. I never talked to him about this, but apparently they were down to the final interaction with the Department of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Jr. was the guy going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And Senior had still told him, you know, we're not agreeing to settle this thing.
Yeah.
Well, he went down to the meeting and apparently...
Who went down, Senior?
Junior.
Junior.
He had apparently already gone into the meeting room to meet with the Department of Justice, and his dad had told him, cold turkey, what to do, and one of his aides or something brought in a message to him to last minute from Tom Senior.
Which said,
do what you think is right.
Oh, wow.
And so it was settled.
Yeah, you're right.
I used to commute with one of the lawyers on the IBM side.
Really?
Yeah, and it was interesting because they paid him and the other lawyers working on it like double or triple the normal rate because they knew that they would be useless at the end of the period because they sent them through, IBM sent them through school, IBM schools, so they knew how to use the product for the product.
The lingo and stuff.
Yeah, and then because they were going to be tied up for years on that.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have no other exposure to any other legal stuff, so they just paid them a lot of money and had to get retrained in the law.
Yeah, later on, I interacted a fair amount with Nick Katzenbach when he came to IBM.
Yeah.
He was an interesting guy. I wound up being deposed in the late 60s Monopoly case.
Mm-hmm. There was a CDC one, or?
Hmm?
There was one with CDC also.
No, this was not the CDC case. This was
the government one, yeah.
This is the one I told you about where they put that memo in front of me, quit putting junk in the marketplace. The more interesting thing to me, I remember, was the DJ attorney. And, well, you know, who competes with IBM? And of course, I was in new product development, or whatever, so I started ticking off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many in the U.S., but then I hit ICL and British Tab and so on, and then in France, you know, Machines Bull and so on. And then over to during about that time, the DJ attorney said, well, that's fine. And of course, the IBM attorney said, just a minute, he's not through yet.
Hadn't gotten to the United States yet.
That was not a smart question. There were a lot of people
competing. Yeah, well, there could be a lot of competitors, but like Intel learned later, you can manipulate your customers to only buy from you. I mean, that's what... Okay. All righty. Well, I'm probably going to get going. Do you have any questions for me before I pack it out? So good to see you again. I'm not going to be able to be here tomorrow. Remember my wife got leukemia. Every year they have the... She's a 5-year survivor, and every year they have a reunion.
Ah,
so I'll be there tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Yeah, so that's real. And she said hello.
She's doing well.
She's doing well.
Oh, that's great.
She's doing great, actually. So.
That's great. Yeah, I'm doing very well. Well, I don't think I have any questions. There's interesting interaction on the programming that you and I talked about. There's a history there that it doesn't look like you're focusing on now. And I don't know if you should, but...
Well, the museum, you mean, it doesn't know how to focus on technical history. It's, you know, it doesn't have that level of expertise.
Yeah.
It's more for the general public, and they hardly know what a computer is. I mean, that's why this is so popular, because this is a computer?
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, everyone knows there's something maybe called a computer in here, but most people have no concept about hardware or software. Unless you go through a technical program, you know. And of course, a lot of people who come in here, some part of them are that way, but it's, yeah, the challenge for the museum is exactly that, you know, how to, but, you know, they have an opportunity because they make so much money by renting the place out. They could go out on a limb and do more technical stuff, but they just don't have anyone who's technical enough to drive it.
The software exhibit is really hardware-oriented.
I can describe it, because Kirsten actually talked a lot about this. I mean, it's interactive.
Right.
How do you just demo software? You really can't.
It's very hard.
Yeah, because it's a system, right? It's both, you know, and I know what you mean, though. I mean, you could have had things like maybe a simple, more like, you know, they have the frog thing you can program. That's
right.
A good example. Everyone likes that. She likes it too. They could have gone to the next step and done something slightly more sophisticated. But then you might lose people.
Oh, sure.
Are you going to go through the software exhibit at all tomorrow, maybe? It's probably too late today. But you just walk through it. You'll get a sense of what they tried to do about this, about software development. I can just show it to you on the way out if you want to.
I went to
part of Make Software?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you think of it?